Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
That will be the ball game. Well, good, really. I mean, a real good first half for your Miami Heat, and the Denver Nuggets eventually wound up taking a 20-point lead, and they come away with the victory here tonight. Final score, Denver 103, Miami 87.
As the fall to the lottery turns.
But not even bad enough for a good lottery.
Just in the lottery.
Just
we got like a scratch and sniff ticket.
Correct.
We can't get the Powerball.
Just a scratch. It's not a scratch and sniff.
Get like lucky hearts. Oh, look, it's a radish.
The $10,000 per week for life.
Yeah, it's
the $2.
You know, some you know, I don't know, whatever.
Hey, why are you shocked? Why are we shocked?
Hey, Bam was at the end of the lottery.
We're not
true,
shocked.
It's true.
We're not shocked.
Giannis was at the end of the lottery.
Maybe they could draft Kyler Murray.
Huh? Man, no. Oh man. I'm loving this Kyle Murray drama.
Throw it aside, though.
I'm loving it, man.
He got a little crossover.
I saw that. I saw that Kyler Murray signed with Cliff Kingsbury agent.
Yeah, that's not shady.
Oh man, I love it.
What are you talking about?
Come on, shady.
Happens all the time.
He's just like Cliff Kingsbury called it. He's like in October. He's like, oh yeah, I draft him number one. Psh, peace, Josh Rosen. You are out.
Now let me ask you this.
Out.
Let me ask you this. You ready?
Yeah.
A number two this year and a number two next year.
2 second-round picks if you're Miami.
For Rosen?
For Rosen. He was terrible last year, but he was a rookie.
So was the team.
Yeah, that was a terrible team. I wasn't expecting him to be that bad.
He was top five?
Rosen was 10th.
He was 10th. But there were rumors that the Dolphins liked him. However, that was with Gaser here. Gaser here. And he's gone now.
I try to haggle, make it a 2 and a 3. But if
if they draft Kyler Murray, you get on the horn right away.
Yeah, nothing more than a 2, though. Yeah, you're right.
Would you take it? Does that speed up the process? Does it give you hope?
I don't know. I kind of want to do it for like a guy who I know is going to be the once in a lifetime dynamic athlete.
Would you have been happy if they would have drafted Josh Rosen last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, time out for 1 second. But did you hear what he just said?
What?
I only want to do it for the once in a lifetime quarterback athlete. How do you know who's going to be that?
I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. He could have been like he's got two leaks.
Charlie Ward was a Heisman Trophy winner.
No, dude. He's got two leaks fawning over him.
Tim Tebow won a Heisman.
Give me anything against Kyler Murray other than his height. Give me it.
The most important.
Well, he didn't really play any defenses, you know, and he had all the time in the world to throw.
He sits here and preaches every day how the draft and moving from college to the NFL is not exactly a sure thing.
Here's why it would. I don't know if I would do it because he was bad. But if you liked him last year, okay, and next year's not promised that you're going to get the guy you want, and you're trying to find a quarterback, you're getting a top 10 guy
for a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Not a reach.
It's a flyer.
Or, would you say, I'll take Kyler Murray at 13?
Well, for
100%
Kyler Murray is
100%.
But for Rosen to become available to the Dolphins, that means Kyler Murray's going number one.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's the situation. In Leroy's situation, we're just talking, would you do business with them just to get rid of Josh Rosen? Would you take advantage of that? Because that's that's the thing they have to deal with, is they have a guy that they drafted to be their franchise quarterback, and now they want to get rid of him. I mean, we don't know if they want to get rid of him. The owner came out today, and he's like, oh, no, no, we got to build with the foundation that we got. Liar. But if they, if it's true that they want to move on and go to Cliff Kingsbury, Cliff Kingsbury gets his guy, I just, you know, there's something about when a guy's not a draft pick anymore that makes him lose the allure. Like, if it was Josh Rosen last year and he's your guy and you get to build off it, cool.
It's like a new car. Once it goes off the lot, it goes down in value.
100%.
Here's what happens.
That's why it's a second round pick.
It's lemon law. Like, once you take the car off the lot, it decreases in value. You go to him before the draft. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you let them know.
One-time deal?
One-time deal. Because here's the kicker. If they draft the quarterback first, they might, you know, they might not be down with that. They might try to get, they might field a bunch of offers
mm-hmm.
to see what's the best deal. And now you're competing.
Whoa.
I don't want to compete for Josh Rosen, but I'll.
Just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there, isn't it?
Jeez. There you go.
No, hey, do not buy into his shenanigans.
Would you not throw it out? No, my question, last year, everybody wanted Josh Rosen for the with the 13th pick?
I know that.
They were 11. They were 11, and he got picked 10.
I know that shirt you're wearing. They would have liked it.
The Hebrews?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, Leroy's wearing his Hebrews shirt today. Definitely would have loved. We would love that.
By the way.
Have him out to all our functions.
He would be big down here.
He would be King Hebro.
But so it's not that far of a.
By the way, the Cardinals gave up a 1, a 3, and a 5 to move up and take Josh Rosen.
That's a lot.
A 2 lot. And a 3.
A 2 and a 3, I'd do it. Yeah.
Yeah. But and then the other thing is think about this, okay. If you would have been happy with him, and now you can get him for a second round pick, but does that speed up your process? Like,
no,
when you're talking about tanking and this, does that change how you go into the draft?
You could, it's a win-win, because if Josh Rosen stinks next year, you can move on from him, because it only costs a second-round pick, and you can still draft your Tua.
And you can still tank with Rosen.
Yeah.
Well, I think the one thing that I would say about this, because I think Greer came out, and he said that the two guys they were really into were Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield. You know, those are the guys that he wanted to tie himself to past all the gay stuff. So I would say it's probably not going to happen based on the new GM, because I think that would have been a thing where if you have the quote unquote quarterback guru as your coach, you would have gone back to a guy that's still available. I think that would have made a little bit more sense. But now I think you kind of want, like you said, the new car smell and to go with that own identity. We got to get to headlines. Let's do that.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Oh,
kind of weird situation going on in Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown has tweeted, "Thank you, Steeler Nation, for a big 9 years. Time to move on and forward. Hashtag new demands." Now, he has not been traded. He has not been cut, but he has demanded a trade from Pittsburgh. So, we are waiting to see what happens there. Also, he was he didn't show up to his court appearance for going 100 miles an hour in a suburb of Pittsburgh when he was arrested after a game against Carolina. So he's in trouble.
Did they win?
They did win. So he's in trouble with the law because he didn't show up to court.
Yeesh.
Hey, how about this? A second rounder for Rosen and a first rounder for Antonio Brown?
Not giving up a first rounder for Antonio Brown.
I agree.
But what if I was the Jaguars?
No. You don't have a quarterback. So
yeah,
him
yeah,
running
you need
around,
a quarterback more than a receiver.
Him running around wide open.
Draft Kyler Murray and then Antonio Brown.
Yeah. What number do you guys draft me?
They're at 7.
7. Mm. Yeah, not where you thought you'd be after the AFC Championship.
Nope.
Bums.
Panthers play tonight. Skating against Dallas.
The Panther.
7 o'clock is your face-off. You can hear it on their sister station, WQAM.
Man, we had a chance to make that place hot happening. They didn't bite. They didn't take it.
You guys could have had Thundercats night.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to do? We got all these ideas out there, man. Nobody wants to bite.
Well, nobody in this building's biting. How the hell are we going to get somebody else outside?
That's what I'm telling you, man. We got to go rogue. We got to create our own t-shirt line. We got to create our own thing. We got to be on TV. We got to have our own billboards. Just do our own thing.
Our own podcast network?
Yeah, just have our own thing.
I mean, yeah.
We'll have Third Hour AF as our own podcast network.
I feel like that's ripping off the Avatar.
It is.
But I mean, the first sign that I want to do something a little bit too controversial, you're going to pull back and you're going to be like, no, wait.
Of the three of us.
Yeah.
You're a kitty cat. Because you don't want to ruffle any feathers that could cause.
Unless it involves getting someone so pissed at me they leave the show.
Yeah. Well, you thought that was all going to be good fun.
Yeah. It was hijinks. Whatever.
No, but there's no way. There's no way. If the right person says the right thing to you, you will fold up like a cheap suit.
I don't think I fold that easily. Mm. Like in physical form, because I'm kind of chunky.
All you gotta do, they just got to bring you up a high suit, and you roll over like a puppy. So right. If like they said it was somebody from Nationals,
yeah,
we're like, what's this rogue network that you're running with merchandise and podcasts? Like,
oh, no. We'll set up our own LLC. It'll be great.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah, no worries. We got this. Anyways, two other developments that have nothing to do with sports. El Chapo is convicted on 10 charges. He's going to end up going to Supermax for life. Not a good guy. And
not a good guy.
Good luck to the jury.
Strong
on
kid.
That. Hopefully he doesn't know their names.
Yeah, can they have a hidden jury?
I don't know how that works, but like even like I just caught like the report on my computer, like Andrea Mitchell, like, oh, well, those jury members, oh, they've got some gall.
I remember when I got up for jury duty in a murder case, I ice grilled the murderer because I didn't want the lawyer to pick me. And right. It worked. I didn't get picked.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Because I looked at that murder with a real skeptical eye, like, I don't care what this mother. Because the guy would be like,
whoa.
What? What?
We didn't know you were going to go all.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I have my strategy to get out of this thing. I didn't want to be a jury duty. So I figured if I looked like I was very judgmental towards his client, I wasn't going to get picked. And I was right.
That's correct.
I was right.
I got selected.
Always pull the race card when you're on a jury thing.
No.
One way or another.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, the people of the OJ jury should have given more side eyes to OJ. And they would have picked.
The other issue is that Brendan Tobin is complaining of chest pains from the amount of caffeine he's drinking.
Mm. I wouldn't say pains is the word. But
your heart is definitely an overdrive.
I feel like I drank this Caffè Bustelo this morning, right? I'm not uncertain that it was laced with cocaine. Because my heart was going like a jackrabbit, like. And then
probably,
I got.
You can't put your heart through that when you don't do any cardio.
I do, though. I'm taking your advice.
He's also not eating at all until now.
Well, I don't eat that until after my workout.
Doing the intermittent fast.
Kind of, except less scientific.
What did you eat for lunch?
Chicken sandwich. Publix chicken tender sub. It was on sale.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We were with this ripoff, by the way. It used to be a $5.99 deal for the chicken tender sub. Oh, now it's $6.99.
Every time the chicken tender sub comes up, you...
Whoa, the sale's going up. It used to be $5.99. Whoa, deal. Now it's $6.99. Whoa, deal. As if we would have noticed.
It's still cheaper than the $8.49 they normally
sell. Yesterday was kale shake day, so it's a balance out.
You had a kale
Science.
Shake?
Yeah.
They did some budget cuts going on the Publix.
Yeah.
Raising the prices.
I do that like 3 times a week now.
Why?
I'm fat.
So you can cleanse out your system?
It does make my system feel very clean.
Yeah.
But now this cocaine-laced coffee does not make my system feel clean. It makes me feel like... There's demons in my eyes.
Beast is always talking about doing something for the show, but never delivers. I am with you, Texter.
I'm all talk.
He's an ideas guy.
I'm an ideas guy.
Well, we did.
I'm not
go
an execution
see,
type of guy.
We did go see Micro Wrestling.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was fun.
But
what do you think those guys are up to
It's weird.
Right now?
When you do something, like right after we do it,
yep.
You start puckering up for everybody involved.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, I love me some good old Miami bias. We got ourselves a real doozy that's brewing. We'll get to that next.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Welcome back, everybody.
So bad.
You guys missed it during the break. We were on the Ticket Miami impromptu Instagram Live because Robbie, we love Robbie. He's
a national treasure.
He's a beautiful degenerate. He loves gambling.
By the way, when you're out on Monday, Robbie in the third chair.
Yeah.
Moving up in the world.
Attaboy.
Why are you out on Monday?
President's Day, man. I love presidents. What?
I was not.
The stare that Leroy is giving Tobin right now.
What? They offered me a day off. I said, what?
It used to be 2 days off. It used to be Washington and Lincoln's birthday. Yeah, it merged into one.
I used to get Lincoln and Washington.
I didn't take Martin Luther King Day off.
Neither did I. And I'm
black. That ain't my day.
Beasted.
That ain't my day.
Beasted.
Where was I? Was I up north?
You took off because you love Dr. King.
So I do love Dr. King.
Martin Luther the King.
I have lots of dreams.
But I love presidents. Oh, look, David Sampson's on outside the lines today.
Great.
There he is.
I hope he's in a booster chair.
Well, did you see him and Yelich were getting into it? We'll get to that in a second. So anyway, Robbie, he loves gambling, but it's possible it went too far. So, Robbie, what are you looking to find action on today, now that there's no other sports going on right now?
Well, especially tonight, there's no Heat, there's no Hurricanes.
There's Panthers.
There's Panthers. Okay, we'll have a little action with the Panthers, but I'm looking at the Westminster Kennel Dog Show.
Westminster.
Bested show. They haven't gone down to the final 7 yet, so that's probably not why they're holding back on odds.
So what are you looking to get action on? Are you looking to go are you looking to go by category? Are you looking to get the entire show?
Well, yeah, anything.
You want the best in show. What is the odds on best in show? Who's going to win it this year?
I'll take any action. But category action, best in show action, I'll take anything. I'm sure they're holding back until they get to the final 7, which is out of the 7 categories, who's going to win best in show. But I mean, come on, I need action. And it's on Fox Sports 1. It's a big sports network. I figured there'd be some action on it.
That's what happens when you lose the UFC. You got to go to dog shows.
I always love the counter-program.
No, they always show it.
And they always show it.
Fox has always shown it.
Yeah, I always love the counter-programming. It's like, not tonight, but like, you know, during the Super Bowl, you'd put on ESPN while the Super Bowl's on, and they're showing like either like, you know, dart throwing or
ping pong. It's usually reruns.
Darts is huge in London.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's huge.
It's huge in here for Beast and Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey.
What are you going to do?
Look.
Well, Leary, get ready. You're going to start throwing, man. Football season's over. Yeah. Get your arm ready.
It's pretty packed. It's pretty packed after a week.
This is terrible.
I think it's going to come down to a heck of a chase week for February.
It may.
It's quick.
Oh, I'm not here Friday,
guess what?
So I'll have to text in my picks.
It's next weekend. Because, like, yeah, we get a short – this is a short month.
Short month.
It is. 28 days in February.
Yeah, so Samson's on outside the lines, I imagine, because of his comments on the Bryce Harper, Manny Machado situation.
Oh, about that no one wants to be the first one to sign?
Well, it's not just first one. Like, there's a big thing.
Scott Boras is an ass.
It's he hates Scott Boras, but it's this big thing right now where there's like over 100 free agents that aren't signed right now. Spring training's in a week. And so what's going on in baseball right now, there's a lot of...
Seems like collusion.
A little bit. And so Samson and Yelich got into a little bit on Twitter, our boy Yelly. And he said, commenting on a Justin Verlander tweet, 100 or so free agents left unsigned. The system is broken. They blame, quote, rebuilding, but that's BS. You're telling me that you couldn't sign Bryce or Manny for 10 years and go from there? Seems like a good place to start to rebuild for me. 26 to 36 is a great performance window, too. So Samson answers back and he goes, there is a problem that will not be fixed by the players systematically tweeting about a broken system. The reality is that players and agents have to adjust to a new reality. To which...
It's just one agent.
To which Yelich hops in there, and he says, consistent with your anti-player rhetoric, but adjusting to this, quote, new reality isn't exactly the solution either. So Yelich is saying, hey, Samson, this is always your MO. You're anti-player. And you always feel like you're getting screwed. And we know that he does hate Scott Boras.
Right. But what makes it even worse is, didn't they give the largest contract?
Correct.
And but here's what they did, okay? And the reason why he could say something like that, because they only paid him $70 million the first 3 years.
Kings of the backload. Kings of the backloaded deal, the Marlins, always. Carlos Delgado, Giancarlo Stanton.
Hui-Yen Chen.
Right.
That's their move. They always do that.
They sign these big contracts, but they never have to pay them.
Every one of their contracts is a Tyler Johnson contract.
Blah, 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 blah. Just real quick, a little fact nugget, news something. I don't know what we want to call it. Our old friend Craig Mish thunders in with former Yankees catcher, 5-time World Series champion, Miami resident Jorge Posada.
Yes.
Expected to join the Miami Marlins organization. Posada will be special advisor to baseball operations.
He's going to be the manager next year.
Least surprising thing I've seen in forever since, Jeet sits next to him every game.
Yeah, you're probably spot on, Robbie. He probably is going to be the manager
I stole
next
that
year.
From somebody else pointed it out to me, and it kind of made sense.
Former catcher. always hanging out with Jeets.
Mattingly's contract's up this
always.
Does Jeets not like Mattingly? Like, personally?
His contract's up after this year.
I know that. And I know that they came out and Jeets came out and said, you know, we're going to evaluate everyone after the year. So, you know, whatever. But
it's one new.
I don't. Here's what I can't understand about organizations.
But it's Yankees,
in
man.
Sports. You don't spend any money. You have crap players on the field. And then you fire your coach or manager. Like, what are they supposed to do? Then when you bring another guy in and you spend some money and that guy wins, oh, this guy's a great manager. No, you have players.
Yeah, I think baseball's in a weird time right now. Like, Robbie and I were talking about this. I mean, I was a huge I love baseball, but baseball used to be my first sports love. Like, right. I was crazy about baseball.
Yeah, I can always sit and watch baseball.
But basketball's going to this a little bit, but baseball has just gotten to this point now. With the statistics, I'm fine with statistics, and I'll adjust to stuff.
You don't like the advanced analytics?
It's not even just the advanced analytics. It's almost like you need a calculus degree to be a baseball fan these days. Like, we were talking about this during the JT Realmuto trade. It was just kind of reading, just kind of kicking around. What's the evaluation of this deal, and then how's that stuff going? And I've been under the assumption, JT Realmuto, one of the top catchers in baseball.
Right.
Like, why didn't they get a huge return? They got a fine return for him.
And
but
what's the analytic?
So I start reading about this thing. I never heard. No, I played catcher. Like, I didn't play a lot of sports, but catcher was the position I played when I played baseball. And so I know about, you know, framing pitches and all that.
Sure.
I didn't know about this thing. Frame rate.
There's a frame rate?
Yes.
I was like, what? It's kind of like you just stumble upon, like, this is a thing people are doing? They're like, what's a frame rate? What's a frame rate?
Yeah, they say JT Realmuto is really bad at it.
How many balls can you turn into strikes?
How many strikes do you turn into balls?
Exactly.
That's a thing?
That's a thing now in baseball. And I look, and I'm sitting here like, I get done with this article and I feel like a dunce. I'm just like, am I smart enough to like this sport anymore? Frame rate? What is this? And so apparently stinks at frame rate. So I'm looking at all the frame rate rankings. And so then I try and go to the origin of frame rate. And I'm just like, I go to these websites, and they look like they were made on Windows 95. I'm like,
I have a question.
Who's number one in frame rate?
I believe it was Buster Posey.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
Could it also have a lot to do with who the
pitchers are?
No.
The umpire.
The umpires. Right. Yes, that's what I thought,
and so
too.
So how, like, when umpires, say if you have a guy who works predominantly in the National League, right? And you have a catcher there, and he'll give you the corner. Or the pitcher who's able to snip the corners and get that. How's that framework work? Because a lot of times, that ump is going to give you close enough.
Look, man, all I knew is, like, back then, like, as long as you weren't like a bunch of balls going past you, you caught the ball, and you could hit like JT Realmuto's hitting, you're cool.
Throw a guy out every now and then.
Yeah, can't frame a couple of things.
He leaves the league in pop time.
Crazy. Crazy. Well,
what?
I guess, pop time, getting up in exchange to your throw?
From the pop of the glove to the pop of the second baseman's glove.
Yeah.
They mention that on the broadcast
like
all the time.
Long snapper, how fast they get it back to the punter.
But at least that's something. You know what? That's a skill.
But that's easier to figure out
that
than
frame rate. He's in charge of, mostly.
That's easier to figure out than frame rate.
But like, I'm just like,
with a snap, is a snap catch.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, like, I'll buy it. Like, okay, hey, guys, you want to be in the category? Hey, RBIs, kind of overrated. Don't really matter. By the way, it's also RBI now. Fine. We'll do that. On-base percentage more than batting average? Cool. We can jive with that. I'll be fine. All right. Frame rate? Like, when does it end? When does it end?
I just want a list of...
Shouldn't JT Realmuto just be like...
Baseball, advanced, and...
Oh, no, that costs money.
War.
I just want a list.
No, you go to Baseball Reference. They'll give you all the war stuff. Defensive war.
I'm against war. I'm more of a peace guy.
Sports used to be for the dumb.
Right. You used to watch a guy hit a ball far. It used to be for the dumb.
And now it's like, oh, look at all this research we got to do.
Usage rate.
Frame rate. I mean, I go to this frame rate website.
Wait, there's something called ultimate zone rating. Is that the same thing?
Oh, my God. I don't know. But I went to this website. It looked like I was looking through the Predator's eyes. It was like red, blue, green, orange.
There's BABIP, batting average on balls in play.
I've heard of that before. I used to get into arguments with Ryan Cortez, who does stuff for the Levitard Show all the time. It was relating to Chris Coughlin, because he said Coughlin was a bum because his his batting average balls in play was way too skyrocketed.
Ultimate zone rating.
Wow,
ready?
Chris Conklin.
UZR quantifies a player's entire defensive performance by attempting to measure how many runs a defender saved. It takes into account errors, range, outfield arm, and double play ability. It differs slightly from DRS, defensive runs saved, in its formula, but the concept is the same. Holy crap! Where are we?
I know. That's what I'm saying, man. So...
weighted runs above average. Weighted on base percentage. Weighted runs created plus.
Yep. And here's the other thing. So anyway, getting back to our original point of the Christian Yelich argument with David Sampson, them going to a new system. One of the things that I do think is probably hurting it, though, is a guy like Yelich, who got tied to a really team-friendly deal, one of the best contracts in baseball, went on to win the MVP. The problem with Harper and Machado being in this free agent class is the fact that a guy with one of the most valuable contracts in the league just won the MVP. They would have been better served to go last offseason when Stanton won it. Then you would have been like, oh, okay, cool. This is $300 million?
That's what an MVP costs.
That's what really suck. They offered him 10 years, $300 million. He said no.
That was the rumor, that the Nationals offered him something like that.
But I always get lost in this. If pitching is what everybody wants, how much of an impact can one guy actually make? You know, because, I use A-Rod for an example.
Right.
Because if you look at A-Rod's numbers, they're fine. Right? But everybody would say with A-Rod, but he can't hit in that clutch time. And there's so many variables in baseball. Okay, you can't get an RBI if nobody's on base. And they used to say, oh, A-Rod only hits solo home runs. That's not his fault.
Well, you know what I think really actually hurt it, a lot of this? It's not even so much that it's one guy being of impact. It's you never know when it feels like that cliff could come at any time.
Albert Pujols.
Now that everybody tests for the juice, you can't trust that a guy's going to be good into his mid-30s anymore. If they would allow these guys to juice out the gills again and just use they need, and then the contracts could keep up their value.
Here, I'm a firm believer of this. Just because you juice it doesn't mean you can hit a baseball.
No, but the elite.
Barry Bonds, whatever he did, was the best hitter I've ever
juicing
seen.
Juicing can't help your eyes.
Okay, first of all, that's stupid. And second of all, he got better.
Why is it stupid?
Because he got, if you have the elite of the elite,
here,
and then you superhumanize them, they're going to just
be unstoppable. What does that have to do with hand-eye coordination?
Okay. No, well, it does help. Bat speed.
I mean, look at D. Gordon. He's not a home run hitter, but look at the difference it made with him.
Let me explain something.
Look at these numbers. This is the best player of all time, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's look at him in his prime.
How's the Papa Wop dip on him?
Let's look at Barry Bonds and Leroy, his prime. 28 years old, most people's athletic prime, 28 years old.
Yeah, baseball, 26, 36.
Look at these incredible numbers. 46 home runs, 120 RBI, 458 on-base percentage, slugged 1.136 is on-base plus slugging. Now let's go to him at, you know, let's go to 36.
That should be the end of the...
73 home runs! 1.379 on-base plus slugging? His on-base percentage was 515. So, if you give it to the best, and they're already the best...
Right. But that, look, the numbers are gonna be better. But what I'm saying is, if you give the best hitter the juice, you're going to get that. But if you get a guy who swings and misses a lot,
that dude's worth
question.
But that guy's worth $300 million.
Right. But question. If Stanton were to get on that Barry Bonds program, right, would he still swing and miss a lot?
Oh, he'd always swing and miss the slider.
Right. But that's the point I'm making.
If his body he would miss faster, though.
But if his body could hold up so that he'd be still able to hit you 59 home runs at age 35 rather than when he was 27, yeah, I think that's worth letting him do it. Like, no one's getting hurt. No one's getting, they're hitting baseballs, man.
Right.
It's crazy. I'll get to that Miami story next.
The U, it's all about the U.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin Lee Run Beast here with you on the ticket.
My co-hosts have a severe caffeine addiction.
Leroy's rewiring up. His back doesn't feel good today.
Yeah, Leroy's dealing with his TENS unit, but also just fueled up on espresso. Tobin was complaining before that his heart rate was way above average.
Like a jackrabbit.
Because of the amount of Cafe Bustelo he shoves in his system.
This would not be a good PSA for coffee.
Listen.
Fairness, though, like, look, I got to get up, man. I got an early wake-up call.
Yeah, you do. And you got to drive all the way over here.
It's in my system.
Slept.
I can't be all.
A lot of people are asking,
all lazy eye on the road.
Are you gonna have to maybe double your dosage or add something to it when we move a little further south and your drive is longer?
It's not that much longer. I've timed it in the morning at 3 a.m. I've timed it.
Hey, I would say this.
Now when we go when we leave here, it's going to suck.
When the term jackrabbit is used, you're gonna need that in a couple of days.
Huh?
Why? Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. See, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Happy time could be affected.
Nah, it's never a problem.
No. Listen, when I use the term jackrabbit, it's not because of my heart.
No, I understand that. I was just thinking, like, if you're all hopped up on caffeine that day.
Yeah.
Like, you might have a crash.
Your heart just going to bust right out of your chest.
Yeah, like, you might get going in certain ways, and that might be it.
Be a good way to go.
I don't know.
You don't think so? I mean, it might be traumatic for the missus, obviously. But what do I care at that point? So, hey, man, I got to ask you this story. Beast, you might be more up on this than I am, but we were kind of banting it about before the show. We were talking about this this case of Tate Martell coming up because Justin Fields got cleared
from Georgia to Ohio State.
He's allowed to play. And I guess, like, we were reading up that there's some incident that went down at Georgia where he allegedly got some racial slur thrown at him from a baseball player who
that
got kicked
correct.
Out of the team.
Yes.
And all that, and so that seems like we don't know for sure because we don't know in these hearings what he's actually said.
That was like a mitigating circumstance,
right?
Okay,
but it kind of seems like the real mitigating circumstance was I want to play at Ohio State because Fromm's playing at Georgia.
Correct.
Let me just throw a little extra on it.
Right.
So,
and the NCAA is not smart enough to read through that.
Well,
like, come on.
Can you imagine denying that transfer case though? It would look really bad.
I guess, but like, you're not going to deny him transferring. Like, you let him go to school, but like, normally you would let him sit out. So, why not, if you're going to let him play, why can't the guy who left the school that he's going to play at Miami? Why can't Tate Martell be ready to roll?
Listen, all of that makes logical sense.
Throw Miami in the mix, and then it's a different story.
Ask me if I trust the NCAA when it comes to Miami. Huh?
There you go.
You trust the NCAA when it comes to Miami? You told me to ask you.
No.
I was hoping for an answer.
Duan Hewell?
Yeah. Hernandez. How's Duan Hernandez doing?
Good. Not good.
How's that going?
Not good. Well, I mean, does Kirby Holt, is he in charge of this too, the Kirby Holt cut?
No.
Well, he used to be in charge of the playoff committee.
But I'm sure he probably is involved.
So we got no faith?
I mean,
because if
a lot of UM fans are really hopeful, and Tate Martell's out there in the indoor practice facility,
man, he's like peacocking on the internet.
Did you see
this.
him racing a dog?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
fast. Ooh.
Guy's got
Tate Martell.
He's got wheels.
Yeah. Kyler Murray.
White boy can run.
He cannot run a fat cup if it came down to that.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes, I have a feeling that Tate Martell could outrun a fat cop.
Yeah, that dog has no shots.
Boy, that dog's out of shape.
That dog is a little out of shape, but he beat him.
Definitely would not be best in show, that dog.
So you would not
what
bet on that
dog? What kind of dog is it?
No.
It's a pit bull.
That's a pit bull.
Yeah.
Horrible gait.
Yeah, Tate Martell just outran a pit bull. Yeah, he can start for me.
Dale.
That's all I need to see, really.
He's got the big head.
Listen, that's all I need to see. Nothing else. Tate Martell beat a pit bull. That's all I need.
Can he beat the NCAA? That's the question.
No. The answer is no.
Why does Ohio State always get to beat the NCAA? It's not fair.
Because...
Big
the NCAA loves them some pristine.
They got so much sketchiness behind them.
No, they don't care. It's Ohio State. Whatever.
That is. When somebody sketchy is governing a sport that's sketchy.
Because I got to be honest with you. I know people are going to be mad at us because we're always going to, you know, pound the table at Miami bias, but what the hell?
There is a Miami bias.
This is ridiculous. How come it's not already that he's allowed to play?
His hearing is in yet.
I want it now.
He hasn't had
his hearing. They should have done them all in one day. Bang them out. And also, who are these lawyers that he has? I don't understand this either. Who lawyers these kids up? Does he pay for the lawyers?
Yep.
Does the school pay for the lawyers?
Nope. Wait a minute. You want to have some problems?
Well, the who's paying for lawyer situation probably at a lot of places can get a little hairy.
Like Alabama?
Exactly.
Because guess what? Like, I know when I was in college, if some stuff went down and I needed a lawyer, I'm going public defender.
Yeah, now
so I don't know how these kids are getting these lawyers
now,
to represent themselves. Because remember, Johnny Manziel had a lawyer.
I would just, well, his family is lawyers.
Yeah. Right, but all okay, then that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, if somebody goes down at Alabama, like if somebody goes down at UF, like there's that lawyer that represents all the players that like is like a member of the, who's like a, you know, he's part of the program.
Not down here. Down here,
no,
they want to get paid.
No, not
down
here.
Were you kidding me? Say, hey,
they're doing pro bono.
We have a young student athlete that needs some help.
Like, other than Aaron Hernandez, but that even wasn't even in college. Any Gator that commits any crime in college, like this one lawyer, is just like, yeah.
How'd that work for Cam Newton?
Oh yeah, I mean, like those.
How did that work for Cam Newton?
Well, he went to another school and won the Heisman.
No,
we had to go through Blinn College first.
Yeah, whatever.
I think for the most,
he didn't get represented. So what are you saying?
I think it's probably
It's not a race thing. I've seen. Trust me, I know what's going on up there in Hogtown.
Yeah, I mean Percy Harvin got away with a lot though.
Man, you want to talk about a guy who was a little
tilted?
Oof.
Jabarga felony.
Yeah, you can't put Gainesville the same. Like that's all they got to do is defend Gators. That's pretty much why everybody like, goes to UF.
And also,
y'all tweet the dog racing video?
Done.
Oh my goodness!
Like, if you're at a school that rhymes with Cramabama, like you're
you can't say Bama when you're trying to do. You're the worst.
Yes, yeah.
I'm bad at this.
Cramama,
Slamma.
If you're Crawler Amma,
Mimson Bad.
They've got some own issues. Did you see what happened there?
Who?
With Clemson.
Oh, with their steroids?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
This is great.
So
their nutrition program. You tell the story.
Clemson.
This is
if I miss any details, let me know. But apparently several of their players, Leroy, peed hot. And,
several?
Yes.
Yes.
And then Dabo had to come out and say, we may have unknowingly given our players performance-enhancing drugs. So it appears that Clemson strength and conditioning coach is John Bones Jones.
Basically, what Dabo basically said is like, you know how like every school has like a nutrition program now, they make smoothies and all the food for the kids, whatever. So Dabo was basically insinuated like, yeah, so it looks like we may have added some substances to our smoothies we're giving our players. Oops.
Oh, and speaking of steroids.
Read up on the UF lawyer. He was suing the school.
Amber? What?
It's not right. It's not right.
Now, while we're on this steroid topic, have you seen the Ole Miss wide receiver?
Oh, he's David Boston-like?
He makes David Boston look au naturel.
Wait, who?
DK Metcalf.
DK, gentlemen, can I present you DJ Metcalf?
Holy biscuit.
Wait.
Wide receiver.
Who's the little guy next to him?
I don't know. I don't care.
That is not a wide receiver.
That's a wide receiver, sir.
Where does he play? What's his deal?
Ole Miss.
He's going to be a draft pick. He's going to be first.
Yeah, he's going to be like,
he's getting drafted this year.
Yeah.
He's going to lose money by getting drafted.
What's his measurements?
Swole.
No, he's like 224.
He's listed at 6'4", 225. He looks like he ate that.
He might eat the guy next to him.
No, the funniest thing is a guy, like, look next to him. And he's trying to look swole too, but he's got nothing.
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 No. Look at that body.
He, I mean,
What does he run, Robbie? He runs really fast.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
I mean,
it's at Ole Miss. Anything happens at Ole. Listen.
Wait. Look. Remember a couple of years ago, we were doing this show.
Right.
I don't know if you were here now. We were like, wow, Ole Miss got the Kim Dichi brothers and all these guys.
Yeah, they got like the number one recruiting class.
Something's up. Yeah. Well, guess what?
They vacated all the
wins. Something was up.
Someone says that Florida lawyer has a signed photo from Urban Meyer that says, thanks for being part of the team, hung up in his office.
Oh, my God.
Telling you.
Crazy. Yeah, if you guys want to go see the tweet from Canes Cartel of Tate Martell outrunning a pit bull, I just retweeted that at @Brendan_Tobin or @790TheTicket. You guys can check it out there. We're back with your headlines after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.